Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
You'll now be able to get your vaccine and gamble too. New mask guidelines coming, a book on Mac Miller coming out, and who made this year's most powerful Bostonians list? And wait until you hear who number 100 is. Melissa has a juice coming up.
How far are you willing to go to prove your love for your partner? If you ain't on Tyrese's level of shaving their private parts, you better step up your game.
Leroy has sports.
The MVP race in the NBA is over, and two Celtics players are the winners. I'll explain.
But first, you can now get a vaccine and gamble too. Starting today, Encore Boston Harbor will host a vaccination site in one of its ballrooms. Shots will be available to casino employees as well as the general public. Appointments will be available on the state-run Vaccine Finder website. Meanwhile, the CDC expected to relax the guidelines on outdoor masks as early as today. In a virtual town hall at Harvard University, Dr. Fauci said that the chance for spread outside, especially when vaccinated, is minimal. He said that said, if you're in a crowded area, even outdoors, you should continue to wear a mask and should also continue to wear a mask in indoor public spaces.
What? Wait, so the chance of you getting it is small, but you should still wear it
outside,
mask?
But that's like if you're out, but there's not a huge crowd around you. So right. If you are in a crowd, even if you're outside, you should still wear a mask.
That's stupid. We know that. That's what I do. When there's nobody around me, I pull my mask down. When there's people around me, I pull my mask up.
Right.
I always keep mine on, so.
Well, Pebbles, you are an overachiever.
I guess so.
If you want to
call it that. A book about the life and legacy of Mac Miller is coming out this year. Journalist Donna Claire Chessman is releasing The Book of Mac, which will tell the story of Mac Miller based on over 30 interviews with the people who are closest to him. The book is backed by Mac's estate and will be out on October 26th. You can pre-order it now. And Boston Magazine is out with their annual power list. And this year on the cover is anti-racist scholar Ibram X. Kendi. He's also number two on the list. The number one spot on the list is vaccine makers at Moderna. Boston Magazine says they're number one because more than anyone, they influenced the outcome of the past year and set the standard for what we can achieve. Also on this year's list, Monica Cannon Grant from Violence in Boston, Boston Globe culture columnist Janae Osterheld, King Boston Executive Director Amari Paris Jeffries, Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, Governor Charlie Baker, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Boston Mayor Kim Janey, and Suffolk County DA Rachel Rollins. Number 100 on the list.
Yes. Yes. Say it, Pebbles. Say it.
The ghost.
That's right.
Of Tom Brady.
Even what's supposed to be considered evil is powerful. That's how great this man. The power of Christ compels you.
The ghost of Tom Brady could come up with that.
I hope he comes and haunts me. I want him to possess me. I would love for that ghost to possess my spirit.
The ghost of Tom Brady.
I feel blessed.
Romero is still not over it. You're
over
not.
The greatest football player
it's
in
so
the history
funny.
Of the sport leaving us. No, I'm not.
No.
I'm not. I don't like.
It's
and
so
everyone's,
funny too.
Everyone's excited about Jimmy G.
Right.
He sucked the last team he was on.
I know. But you're. It's so funny because you're always the king of preaching. I'm over it. I'm over it.
No, I'm not
on.
Over this.
And you're not
I'm
over
not.
This.
I'm
it's
not.
Hilarious.
I'm not. I'm not. I'm not. If he's not going to be with us, I don't want him with anybody. Just retire. Yes.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
All right, well, he's not a cult leader. I'm talking about, of course, rapper Blueface. He's setting the record straight about the video that went viral over the weekend, showing him walking into multiple bedrooms and showing women sleeping in bunk beds and getting tattoos. Well, people were comparing him to R. Kelly, saying that he's running a cult-like compound. Well, Blueface tweeted yesterday, WTF is a cult. And then went on to confirm he is filming for a reality show, saying, quote, for those who are curious, my show is a 3-week series. I move women in from all over the country, fly them out to Cali, put them under one roof. I own two homes. I don't stay there. I take care of all their financial needs. And he adds that, quote, we don't tolerate any sexual conduct between men and women. So the women do tend to grow interest into each other. saying there's only so much he can control. Mm. And if you want to watch or subscribe, you can be a contestant, too, on season 3 of this reality show, whatever it is. You can follow Blueface on Instagram.
So, like, is the point to, like, hold out and not have sex with the other girls and that person becomes the winner?
No, I think it sounds like he's trying to insinuate they have sex with each other, the women. Yeah.
But, like, what's the game? It's the reality show of just, like, a bunch of women living together and having sex with each other?
Okay, I don't know if you ever watched the Bad Girls Club. Like, Bad Girl, I used to watch that all the time, but it's kind of, they're comparing it to, like, the Bad Girls Club, where it's just legit, like, all these women that just live under one roof and just watch them live together and do stupid
things.
The
ratchetness.
They'll do, like, challenges and stuff like that.
Okay.
Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson just can't seem to put the wardrobe malfunction Super Bowl halftime incident behind them. Producers behind the Framing Britney documentary are working on one behind the 2004 scandal, saying, quote, they're reaching out to everyone involved, dancers, stylists, directors, and Asura says it's going to be all about the fallout. And the suits who effed over Janet.
Clearly, these producers just hate Justin Timberlake. Yeah, first, Britney Spears, now the Janet Jackson. Pebbles wants to be on there.
Oh, listen, you're not over. Romero, you're not over. Tom Brady leaving? Yep. I will never be over Justin Timberlake doing that to Janet.
I'm
holding on to, like, love, though. Pebbles is holding on to, like, straight heat.
Seriously.
We don't know when it's coming out yet, though, but it will air on both FX and Hulu.
I might have a watch party.
There you go. And I'm not sure if this is relationship goals, TMI, or just nasty, as Tyrese was trending all day yesterday after his girlfriend posted a video on her Instagram story of him shaving her private area. She was holding the camera angled down between her legs. Uh-huh. And you can see Tyrese kind of like oiling her up and then holding up a razor. And the caption said, I will never let go of my king. But does your man shave you, though? First of all, I wouldn't want my man to shave me. OK, especially the way he was doing it. If you see this video, he picks up the razor and he legit starts. Pebbles made a great. An analogy earlier? He's like doing a carrot. Like shaving off a carrot.
You in danger, girl.
He's like legit. I'm like, okay, slow down, buddy. Like, I was cringing just watching it. Of course, the caption and the video caused a lot of reactions on social media. One person tweeted, the problem isn't Tyrese helping his woman shave. It's the fact that it was recorded and posted. It's weird. Another user wrote, nah, Tyrese really shaved his girls on Instagram and hosted an Oscar viewing party in the same night and didn't even change his shirt. And someone else called it an all-time low for Tyrese. He and his girlfriend, 25-year-old Instagram model named Zelies Timothy, have been dating since earlier this year when Tyrese announced a separation from his wife, Samantha.
At least make some money off of it.
Yeah, you know.
OnlyFans,
that would be the way to go. But
do it like a Thriller fight. Have like a concert and all that stuff. That's our tag. Joe Exotic performing live. All cat-related songs.
Here's Leroy with sports.
Oh, Pebbles, your guy, your boo thing, Jimmy G. He might be coming back to the Pats. Currently, he's on the 49ers, and the head coach, Kyle Shanahan, said he couldn't guarantee that anybody in the world will be alive on Sunday. And along with that, he couldn't guarantee who will be on the roster either. So now everyone's talking about Jimmy G possibly being traded back here. It's also being reported that the Pats might be interested in trading for all-pro wide receiver Julio Jones. That would be crazy. And right now, I would like to give Celtics Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown a standing ovation and a slow clap because the rumor is that both of them are dating R&B beauties Ella May and her.
And there goes the Celtics
I
season.
Mean, though, by t- I mean, I,
though, focus, guys. Focus.
Ooh, that's a great song, too, by, what is it, Ella May. I'm so proud of you fellas. I just wanted to put that out there. I know now why sometimes they're distracted. Jaylen Brown's missing games from time to time. You ain't slick. I'm jealous. I'm a little bit jealous. I'm actually holding myself, hugging myself. Supposedly, Jaylen is with her and JT is with LMA. And with that being said, the MVP race in the NBA is over for me. JB and JT are the most valuable players. That's with an A, no ER. players. Celtics Thunder tonight at 7. Bruins Penguins same time. And the Sox will see the Mets at 7:10. And that's your sports.
All right. Thank you, Leroy. Today's good news. I love this. The town of Hopkinton honoring Boston Marathon legends Dick and Rick Hoyt. The board recently approved a street named after the father-son marathon team. I'm sure you know Dick Hoyt pushed his son Rick through more than 1,000 races, including 32 Boston Marathons, and died on March 17th. The street is called Hoyt Way and is part of the Hopkinton Village Center near 25 Main Street. Dick's son Russ said that the outpouring of love and support since his father's death has been overwhelming, and Hoyt Way is a welcome tribute. That's your good news.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs, and for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students to give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at Hot 96.9Boston.com/help.